Our first speaker today is, if you don't know him, I don't know where the hell you've been, is Ken Adamo. Ken is now at his own shop, the law office of K.R. Adamo. Ken has been a tour de force in patent litigation for longer than he will admit to. He predates IPRs, predates Markman. The one he really is going to sting, though, he predates the Federal Circuit, which it was born after him.
Substantially after me.
He has a chemical engineering degree. I won't say that he predates any sort of mechanisms of creating fire or anything like that.
No.
I am a proud member, maybe even a founding member, of the fraternity of attorneys across the country that no longer reads Federal Circuit opinions. We just fine Ken once a year. So please welcome Ken Adamo, the Federal Circuit this year.
It's the first time that I've ever been up against an offer of beating the Austin traffic as, I guess, to some kind of incentive for me to talk faster or leave, or I'm not sure what. All right, here's how I do this. Back in the old days, I used to have a lavalier mic, and I could wander the crowd and pick people out and embarrass them and stuff like that. And then these guys in the back got so annoyed at me with them trying to track me. The deal has been I have to sit, okay? No podium, I sit. So this, for a jury lawyer, this is, you know, it drives me crazy. So here's how we do this. You've got a deck that I'm going to run through. This is the short version of the deck. There's about 44 slides in it. The big version of the deck you can get from the people who you get your printouts from, and et cetera, all right? I'm going to show you the first slide. I would never, ever, ever in my entire life put a slide like this up in front of a jury, right? It's too damn busy, it's too small, et cetera, et cetera. But as a way to communicate to a whole group of intelligent people who are going to start having to listen to me at warp speed, which I'm not yet at, this is just something that you can follow me or you can listen to me and you can look at it later. So what I'm going to do is each of these slides has a number in the lower right-hand corner. As I switch, I'm just going to say one, two, three, whatever. That'll mean I've switched and you'll know which slide I'm looking at. You want to keep up with me? Fine. If you don't want to keep up with me, that's fine too. I've already done the work. Okay? Everybody got that? All right, let's go. And contrary to popular belief, I am not getting paid for this. Okay? None of us get paid for this. But they're buying us dinner tonight. Good deal. The restaurant here, by the way, is very good. All right. Let's start off with some easy ones. Claim construction must be based on what is generally known at the time of the invention. This is number one. This is like rote stuff, right? The Federal Circuit in Phillips pretty much has held that claim construction must be based on what was generally known by the person of ordinary skill in the art at the time of the invention. This is not up for debate or up for rethinking. This is just the rule. So you got to follow it, okay? Two. Claim terms should be used consistently throughout the patent. People get this screwed up all the time. There are different views about it, but the rote rule pretty much is if you're going to use a term in column 1, line 5, and then you're going to use it again in column 10, line 6, you really need to use the term in the same manner throughout the rest of the spec. Examiners don't like it when you bounce it around, and it can be a bit of an annoyance, all right? So this is 2 and 3. On 3 is really the point about the argument directly contradicts the settled claim constructions and fails to overcome the presumption that claim terms are normally used consistently throughout the patent. And what case is cited for that? It's Phillips. So you really should, if you're going to use claim terms, practice, if you're writing cases, on keeping the term usage consistent as you write the application. Okay, so that's 2 and 3. Okay, now I'm going to mix a little Texas judge lore into the midst of this event. So Vascular Solutions versus Medtronic, this Federal Circuit case, and you notice Mazant J in the bracket on the right-hand side. This is slide four. This is Judge Mazant from Sherman, who was about to become chief judge for the Eastern District of Texas.